Brazil is seeking to establish stronger diplomatic ties with China. And the visit by Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to Beijing this week will formally kick off this new phase of the bilateral relationship.
China looks forward to working with Brazil to take President Lula's visit as an opportunity to hold constructive discussions on promoting the in-depth development on bilateral economic and trade relations.
Ahead of his trip, President Lula expressed a desire to work closely with Beijing in mediating peace talks between Russia and Ukraine.
I am convinced that Brazil can make an extraordinary contribution to putting an end to the war and return to peace.
Though Brazil is not the only Latin American country that's refrained from taking sides on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, President Lula has stood apart from other Western leaders when it comes to foreign policy. The U.S. and several European countries expressed concerns after President Lula applauded a recent meeting between the Chinese and Russian presidents in Moscow. And President Lula's decision to allow Iranian warships to dock in Rio de Janeiro last month also raised eyebrows among Brazil's Western allies. Foreign policy analysts, however, say these actions don't fall out of line with Brazil's tradition of diplomatic non-alignment. If anything, it seems to all be part of President Lula's desire to take a more leading role on the international stage.
Lula is returning also to play a role in global affairs. In the United Nations, Brazil is looking for the expansion of the Security Council number of members. Brazil will host the G20 next year, is beginning to prepare for that.
In 2009, China surpassed the U.S. as Brazil's main trading partner. President Lula's visit to Beijing could reposition Brazil as an international power player, which many say deteriorated under Lula's predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro.
We must remember that under Lula, the BRICS were founded, which is a group of emerging powers, including China, Brazil, Russia, India, and South Africa, to create a strategic balance over other world powers.
Brazil's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says at least 20 bilateral agreements are expected to be signed. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.